we are giving Satan the biggest advantage over our lives. If we continue to dwell in the realm of the flesh, we give Satan advantage over our lives. It doesn't matter what else we do. We have submitted ourselves for defeat. It doesn't matter whether we are fasting every day, we are praying. You can finish fasting and finish praying and still go back to the old man. You can finish going through deliverance and still go back to the old man. So the devil is not even worried about what we do, so to speak, as long as he knows he's going to wait for you at that point and get to you. So he's not bothered. You can fast. You can pray. You can go for deliverance many times. But are you still in the flesh? That's the question. Have you been able to destroy the flesh? That is the question. We are still talking about the sin nature. Then what can be the remedy for this? The remedy for flesh is deliverance, which is called salvation. We cannot correct or renew the nature of sin. We cannot. We cannot correct flesh. We cannot renew that flesh. We cannot. That nature has to be taken away completely through the substituting work of Jesus Christ on the cross. God gave his life a substitute for us. He gave his life for us to have life. He went to the cross and died. He made a substitute with his own life for us to be alive. It is only through that substituting work that he did on the cross of Calvary that flesh can be conquered. That is the remedy. Many times our mind deceives us. Just because you feel you're so innocent, cannot hurt a fly, you don't look for trouble, you don't annoy anyone, you don't step on toes, you don't get angry, does not mean that you are free from flesh. It doesn't mean that you are free from flesh. That you have, I'm always having intentions, I celebrate with those who are celebrating, does not mean that you are free from flesh. You are not. Since you were born, you have not done anything wrong in your own eyes. It doesn't mean that you are free from that nature of sin. No assumption as to whether that life is in us or not can answer to it. The sin nature can only be taken away by the blood of the covenant. The blood of the covenant of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That blood that was shed on the tree of Calvary was shed for the remission of our sin. That is the only thing that can take away flesh. Life is in this Son of God. The flesh is dead without him. Our flesh is dead without the Son. Whoever has not the Son of God has this nature of sin. Let us look at 1 John chapter 5, 11 and 12. And this is the record that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Whoever is not born again hath the sin nature in him, and he is under the government of Satan. Whoever is not born again has the sin nature in him and is under the government of Satan. It is only when we are born again, if we are not regenerated through the finished work of Jesus on the cross of Calvary and the blood of covenant, we are still under the government of Satan. He does what he wants with us. He uses us at any time. You will see why I say he uses us. The second dimension I was talking about is stronghold. The Bible talks about flesh as a stronghold. The flesh, our flesh is like a stronghold. What is stronghold? A place where a particular cause or belief is strongly defended or upheld. A particular cause or belief is strongly defended or upheld. Something that is difficult to break. Something that is difficult to tamper with. You need extra to be able to deal with it. A stronghold is a mind that is fortified by the presence of demon spirits. A mind that is fortified by the presence of demon spirits. Demon spirits that makes you do what you don't want to do. Paul said the things that he wants to do, he cannot do. The things that he does not want to do, he finds himself doing it. The will to do the good that he wants to do, he does not have. What is responsible for you? They're not wanting to do something, but you find yourself doing it. A stronghold is a mind that is fortified by the presence of demon spirits, motivated by three things. One, self-centeredness. Two, vain glory. Three, self-exaltation. Self-centeredness, vain glory, and self-exaltation. Me first, everything about me. Oh, why did you not call me? You should ask, sir, why are you calling me my first name? Why you cannot say auntie to me? And all of that. You want to be seen. You want everybody to bow down for you. Self-exaltation. I am this, I am that. There is no good thing in a life with these characteristics. No amount of fasting and prayer can solve this one. If this nature is allowed and is unattended to, no matter what you do in the vineyard of God, as long as this is found in you, it is a waste of time. If you still live the life of flesh, if you allow the flesh to rule you, whatever you do is a waste of time. I hope we are paying attention, please. Unfortunately, we are not completely innocent. We of the vineyard of God, we of the household of faith, we are not completely innocent. What is the remedy for this? Galatians chapter 5, 16 and 17. Galatians 5, 16 and 17. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Constantly, the flesh attacks the Spirit. The flesh wants you to constantly violate the ways of the Spirit. That's the stronghold. When we walk in the Spirit, we are warring against the flesh. The warfare is continuous. People don't talk about the flesh, so Satan is happy. People don't talk about the flesh. We're only busy talking about spirit. But we are not talking about the flesh. So most of the time, we neglect the flesh. We don't talk about it. We leave it unattended to. And so it takes us back to square one every time. Every time we try to climb in the Spirit, the flesh pulls us back. Until we deal with it, it's a continuous process. The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Like I said, Satan does not mind though if you're fasting or you're doing anything. He knows where to get you. So the Lord God will help us. He knows that he will get us through flesh. I want us to read the book of Colossians chapter 3. We'll read verse 1 and 2 and also verse 16 and 17. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Verse 1 and 2. 1 and 2. And then 16. Said, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on earth. 16 and 17. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If we must escape the flesh, Paul is advising that whatever we do, we should do it in the name of the Lord. Whatever we do, we should do it in the name of the Lord. Whatever we do, we should check our motives. By God, we're all created. God created us to be like Him. And so we must make sure that we don't leave the flesh unattended to. We must walk in the Spirit to be able to escape the flesh. Even though the war still goes, when you walk in the Spirit, you're warring against the flesh. As the flesh is warring against the Spirit, so the Spirit is warring against the flesh. And so, we need the grace of God for us to survive. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. He says, set your affection on things above, not things on earth. If we are looking at things above, not things on earth, we will not allow flesh to rule us. Whatever we do, like I said, we should do it in the name of the Lord. We must be transformed into the image of Christ. The only way to escape the flesh is to do the things that will bring glory to God, be transformed to His image. The spirit entity that guards the flesh must be completely taken away from us. There is a spirit entity that guards the flesh, just like the Holy Spirit is in us. As the Holy Spirit prompts us to do the right thing, that spirit entity that is inside of us prompts us to do the wrong thing. It prompts human beings to do the wrong thing. If you are not filled with the Spirit, then it's the contrary. If you are not for Christ, you are for the devil. If you are not filled with the Spirit, then you are filled with some another kind of spirit. If you are not filled with the Spirit of God, then the spirit of the devil will find expression in your life. The Holy Spirit gives us utterance. The Holy Spirit enables us to do the right thing. So the spirit entity, the spirit of the demonic spirits that guards the flesh also makes one to go into error because it's constantly warring against the Holy Spirit, making sure, trying to pull you down, that you don't do what is right. He struggles, he fights at any point in time. You will see that most times when you kneel down to pray, you want to pray, but something comes into your mind. Praise the Lord. Something comes into your mind to distract you. The devil will just drop something. Before you know it, your mind has wandered away. Why? Because that demon entity that is guarding the flesh is speaking, has taken over. You have allowed him to cohabit in your heart, in your life. So he finds expression anytime that you want to go spiritual, he comes and knocks you down, pulls you down. What are the works of the flesh? The works of the flesh are the things human beings naturally tend toward. They are contrary to God's design. Let's read Romans chapter 1, 28 and 29. Romans 1, 28 and 29. He says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. 29. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers. That's the work of the flesh. The work of the flesh. If these characteristics is still found in you, that means that woman, that person, those characteristics are evidence that he or she is not saved, that he or she is not regenerated, that he or she is not transformed to the image of God. Matthew chapter 7 verse 20 said, wherefore, by their fruit ye shall know them. What fruits are we bearing? Even though we are in the vineyard of God, we are walking, we are ministers, we are workers. Are we still manifesting flesh? Is there envy in your heart? Is there jealousy, anger, strife? That's why I said it's difficult to say everyone is innocent, because these things are still lingering. That's why I said it's a continuous fight. It's a continuous struggle between the spirit and the flesh. It's only God, by his power and his might, that can break it completely. May the Lord transform us in the mighty name of Jesus. May he transform us to his image in the mighty name of Jesus. When we give our life to Christ, we become new creatures. Old things are supposed to pass away. Once upon a time, he used to be very angry. Every little thing would trigger anger. He used to have unforgiveness. Somebody does one thing, you don't forgive it for the next 10 years. You have put it in your diary. You don't want to erase it. He used to be there. He's not supposed to be there again when we are born again. Because all things are supposed to pass away and all things are supposed to be new. And the Holy Spirit that is inside of you is supposed to help you to do what is right. And so if we are still listening to the demon spirit that whisper in our ears and we allow them to have their way in our life, then we have a long way to go. That's why you're sleeping in the night. Something will wake you up. You wake up, you want to pray, but you sleep. But if you pick up your iPad or put on the television to watch, your eyes will be open. Why is it so? Because the flesh is constantly warring with the spirit. That is why when they call for fasting, maybe when the day you're not fasting, you are not feeling hungry. You can stay till 2 p.m. You won't feel hungry, but let there be fasting. By 8 o'clock, you're already shaking. Why? Because the flesh is warring against the spirit. It does not want you to grow in the spirit. Why is it that they are saying something on the telly? You know that this is not going to edify your spirit. And you are enjoying it. Your spirit is telling you, put it off, go to the next one. You are still looking at it. It's as if you're magneted because the flesh does not want you to be free. He wants you to do anything that is contrary to the ways of God. Anything that will not bring glory to God, that's what the flesh wants. That the spirit is hungry, telling you, get up and pray. The flesh also wants you to feed him by saying, sleep on, it's time to sleep. Night is made for sleeping. Don't get up. It brings weakness. May the Lord deliver us in the mighty name of Jesus. And it is this flesh that makes us to miss our blessings. Because when God comes to bless you, how do you stand? If your heart is far away from him, he finds it difficult to dwell in an unholy vessel. You find us struggling, going round and round. We struggle to serve him. It's not supposed to be so. It is because we have allowed the flesh to have more expression in us than the Holy Spirit. The flesh is not supposed to supersede the Spirit of God in our lives. We are in the 10th month of the year 2019. It's the month of recovery. It's the month of taking over. The Lord will not allow the flesh to make us not to be able to take over in the mighty name of Jesus. When the Bible talks about the flesh, it's referring to our mortal sin tendencies. We are all born with a sin nature. Romans 5:12 says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Nobody is free. We need to be regenerated. We need to be transformed before we can be free. Anything not done from faith or the love of God or any deed not empowered by the Holy Spirit is the work of the flesh. Romans 8:8. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Verse 14 said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. 15 said, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We are in Christ Jesus, we are regenerated, we are born again. We have to mortify the deeds of the flesh. We have to move out of it. We have to be transformed into the image of our Father. The one who has called us into righteousness. The one who has called us to life. flesh is dead. No good thing is written about the flesh. Flesh is bad news. Complete bad news. At salvation, look at what happened. At salvation, the Spirit moves into the repentant heart, making it possible for us to make choices that are of the Spirit rather than the flesh. That is why, for them that are not born again, even for us that are born again, but we are still allowing the flesh to rule us, we need to have a rethink. When in salvation, the Spirit of God has come inside of you to quicken your own spirit, to do what is right, to think rightly, to look up, to think about the spiritual things, to live holy, to be righteous, to walk away from unrighteousness, filthiness, to walk away from wrath, anger, envy, unforgiveness, but we still drag ourselves back. God is not coming to pull us. He only makes us willing by giving us the Holy Spirit that whispers each time we are going to do the wrong thing. He says, no, that is not the way. This is the way. Walk in it. But that's still small voice we don't hear. We hear the other one that is shouting, ah, you are a human being. Now what do you mean? You are not God. You didn't kill Jesus. Go ahead and do it. You are a man, Joe. You know? The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Galatians 5:16. Then I say, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You can also go to read Ezekiel chapter 36:27, Romans 8:4, Colossians 3:5-8. We are to consider ourselves crucified with Christ, according to Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, not I. When you are crucified with Christ, it's not you that lives again, no. Christ liveth in you. So why is it that we are crucified in Christ? Christ is the one living in us, but we are still fulfilling the deeds of the flesh. Why is it so? Why? Praise the Lord. May the Holy Spirit speak to us in the mighty name of Jesus. I know that God has a word for someone in this place today. It may be me, it may be you. May the Holy Spirit of God give us the grace to be attentive. No matter how it is being presented, God still wants to teach us something. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not me. I'm still wondering, if we have been crucified with Christ, why are we still living the life of flesh? Why are we still listening to the flesh? Why are we still falling? This old sin nature is dead. But the flesh, he said, it does not die you easily. The flesh does not die easily. Let's look at Romans chapter 7, 21 to 23. Romans 7, 21 to 23. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Why? God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. I will quickly run down the works of the flesh and will end. Works of the flesh can still be found in the church among believers as people try to gain popularity and self-worth in the guise of serving Christ. Consider the 3 John 1:9. Trying to please God from selfish motivations leads to unhealthy competition, slander, bitterness, and eventually burnout, according to Galatians 1:10. The works of the flesh are total contrast with the fruits of the Spirit. Details can be found in Galatians chapter 5, 22 to 23, which we have read. What pleases God, I want us to note this. What pleases God in our lives is not the work of the fruit, or is not the work that we do, but the fruit that the Spirit alone produces. The fruit is what God is interested in, not the work. Not the work, but the fruit. In conclusion, we can avoid the works of the flesh by staying continually submitted to the Holy Spirit and allowing Him to direct every aspect of our lives. Ephesians 5:18 says, "Be not drunk with wine, but be ye filled with the Spirit." Galatians 5:25 says that if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. The Lord will expand these words in our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. I know I've taken too much time. Contribution.
Praise the name of the Lord. It's how you deal with it. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 9, and I take 26 to 27. 1 Corinthians 9, 26 to 7. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the ear. 27. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. That will not be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. If you look at Galatians 5:16, that we read, Galatians 5:16. And you want to marry with these two verses, you will see what I'm trying to talk about. This I say, then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill what? The lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh is there. The flesh is there. It's only when you put it under subjection. You put it, you control it. You take it away. No wonder the Lord Jesus Christ talked about our eyes. And look, a very good Christian must take care of his sensory organs. If you don't deal with your sensory organ, that will be a problem. Look at what Satan used to test our Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, what he showed to him, he knew for sure that our Lord Jesus has just finished fasting, 40 days and 40 nights. What did he give? Food. Turn this stone to bread. That's the flesh there. But he defeated it because he had already put his body under subjection. He was able to deal with it there. And he gave him the second one. He gave him the third one. He beats everything. You see, it is very important. Let me give you an example. That's why, you see, I'm one of those people, and thank God I've been with this pastor, our pastor here, for 15 years. I will not go and meet pastor. Pastor, you didn't put me on today. Oh, I'm supposed to be this thing. I'm supposed to minister. It will never happen. And it's not like I'm saying it before him. I have never gone to him and say, hey, pastor, you didn't use me for so this thing. Because I know the pastor. You see, when you know your Father in the Lord, you'll be able to deal with it. Some people put flesh into the work of God. And it's dangerous. Because you see, flesh, there will be flesh. Oh, don't deceive yourself. No wonder that Jesus told us that if your one of your eyes is going to make you to sin, what did he say? Pluck it out. what he's saying now, some people say, I was telling one person in my office, he said, how can I take off my eyes? And I laughed. But what our Lord Jesus Christ is saying, he disconnects your mind from whatever. Oh, some people from Nigeria, they can't walk the way we walk here. How many times you have not seen anything in summer that half a breast will almost fall off bra, and the pant is here. There is even like those people running, how, not fully naked. And I was telling my son one day, I said, you see, once I see it, my head turn like this, boom, because you don't want to put your eyes, because once you start to fix your eyes on it, that will be connected to your mind. Now it will give you all sort of things. Now you start to bring it in. And once that thing continues to settle in, the flesh now will kick in. It is a very difficult thing. No, don't let us say. That's why the Bible says that walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. If you don't walk in the Spirit, and you see, thank God for digging deep, that we've been talking about Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. If you do not carry the Spirit of God constantly, we are talking about anger. Me standing here, that would not be my portion again. I will get upset and get into your face. But the day they called me, that guy, you will destroy yourself. That day I started checking that flesh, the fleshy part. There are so many areas of flesh. What about you see something because you are tired, instead of something that you have to pick, you are talking about sleeping while we are praying. I told people here, my son knows, if I'm tired and we are going to pray, Father, forgive me. I'm not going to stay and be saying, amen. Halfway you slept off. I'm not doing it. I've told him, don't wake me up. If they're praying, I will come back and do my own prayer. Because what are you doing? In Nigeria, which will come in, the person sleeping, that's the person they will attack. I mean, you have not seen it. This is the issue. You see, you want to deal with flesh? Don't play it. Don't see what the Lord told them, his disciple. He went in, he was praying. He came the first time, they were sleeping. He went back to pray. He came the second time, they were sleeping. The third time, he said, well, time is on now. You guys want to sleep, you can sleep. What happened to Peter? Was it Peter? As soon as the people who were coming to take our Lord, when they came, what happened? Flesh clicking. And what happened? He just took off the ear of one of the kings or the priest, something. This is one thing. We have to be very careful. That's why the Bible is telling us, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Fulfillment is the one that you have to sever. You have to cut off. You see it? Do you know that it's flesh? For somebody to eat, it eats in your now. Then you just eat the plantain. You take that plantain again and you eat it. Everything that comes is flesh. Praise the name of the Lord.
One contribution. Pastor, excuse
me. Praise the Lord. My contribution with all that I've been said tonight is just to reiterate the fact that if we are in the world, if we are still on this planet Earth, our flesh will rise up. If we are, as long as we are breathing, as long as we're on this Earth's surface, our flesh would rise up one different occasion. And no one would say is above the flesh. The Bible, there are so many references in the Bible. Even Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, when it was time for him to be crucified, the flesh came up. I said, if this cup would pass. But thank God for the power of God that was upon his life. So one thing we need to understand that this flesh would show up. It to show up. But then, what is inside of you will determine how you'll be able to defeat the flesh. It was through the word of God that Jesus was able to conquer the temptation that was brought to him after he fasted 40 days. The question is, how much of the Holy Spirit, or is the Holy Spirit actually in us? Because the Bible says that we should walk in the Holy Spirit. So what does that mean? It makes me we're just talking about walking. So it's like you have a balloon, and that balloon, you are inside that balloon. So the Holy Spirit is the balloon. We are asked to stay in that balloon so that we will not be able to be defeated by the flesh. So if we want to overcome the flesh, we have to stay in the Holy Spirit. We cannot do it of our own intellect, of our own knowledge, of our own experience. Even with experience self, without the Holy Spirit, someone can fall down flat with the face down. So it is important for us to know that we are not above the flesh, but with the power of the Holy Spirit, it helps us to be victorious over the flesh when it surfaces, when it comes up. So it's important for us to understand that as long as we're on this planet, the flesh will rise up. Then the power in us will help us to be able to defeat the flesh, because the flesh has been crucified on the cross of Calvary, but it's only for those who have the power in them that will be able to defeat the flesh. And like Daddy said, all our senses, the eyes, the nose, the ears, and very important for us to guard it, because that is how the flesh comes in to take over. If we don't guard it, it's an entrance. If we don't guard it and we allow garbage will fill our heart. And guess what? There won't be any space for the Holy Spirit to reign, to be in. And when the flesh surfaces, we are unable to stand. So it's very important for us to be careful of what we allow to see, allow our eyes to see or hear. I pray that God Almighty will help us. It is not easy, but it takes the grace of God. God will help us in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Just to buttress what my pastor said, I was listening to a message this morning on the radio, and the man of God was making an illustration about what he was trying to teach, and he said there's a kind of fish. I can't remember the name of the fish. He said that fish is just the size of our palm, but that fish lives deep down at the bottom of the ocean, thousands of miles down. And usually the deeper you go, the more pressure that's going to be on you. So, and he was just saying, just imagine that size of fish like that can still exist where there's no light, where the pressure is several times. And he was explaining, said that there's something God made in that fish, that the pressure inside that fish is twice as great as the one within his environment. And the fish has a very flexible skull. Everything is like, can adjust easily to that great, you know, pressure that it actually faces. And what am I trying to say? Like my pastor was saying, that what will give us victory over our fight against the flesh. You know, Paul was telling us about his own struggle in Romans 7. As powerful as he is, he still has his own struggles and challenges. And he says the only thing is within us. We need to have the right content inside of us if we must have to overcome the works of the flesh. You see, there's a passage in Job. He says, I have covenanted with my eyes not to ponder upon a maid. And when the works of the flesh will manifest, you have to make up your mind based on what you carry inside of you. You would have covenanted with God, say, look, this is what I'm not going to do. You see, and you know, at times, I tell people, I said, I don't like going to the beach. Like the word that Leona says, all those places where people expose themselves. I don't like, my wife at times looks at me and says, where am I from? That's a reality. That's the kind of person I am. And that is the, my kind of upbringing as a Christian. We are SU, I sort of say. Praise the Lord. So I don't like going to those places because I don't like what I see. So I just stay away. At times I go because of the kids, or at times I go because of my wife. But you see, it's something you have to make up your mind about. You have to make up your mind, this is what I want to do. Whatever the challenge is, make sure what you are carrying is greater than whatever you're going to face outside. Because if you don't make up your mind before you face that manifestation of the flesh, you may not succeed. Yeah. But I believe God will grant us the grace to overcome us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor, why are you turning your face today? That's
praise the Lord. It's not, Brother Femi, it's not the issue of prayer and fast. Can't be deceiving yourself. Say you want to go and pray and fast. Brother Mike, I'm in the same shoe with you, sir. I don't like going to, it's not only a beach, sir. Anywhere the people claim they are wearing the bikini, you know, other people might be on fire. They might be holding the power of resistance, you know. We thank God for this topic, man. Without a doubt, there's nothing we can do about the issue of flesh. I mean, if we didn't have this issue, man, I think a lot of men of God that have fallen through problems, we won't have any of that. But this thing is there. And year by year, there are certain warnings that comes from you. Like the chairman will tell you, don't counsel a woman by yourself. Always have your wife with you. Don't counsel a woman in a closed door. Have it in an open place. You don't want something, you know. I remember there was a time somebody was saying, what is wrong with deeper life? Why would they not allow women to sit in the first seat? I mean, when you sit down, you ask the reason. They have their reasons, you know. The biggest preacher in the world in China, what's the name of that guy? Yonggi Cho, in South Korea. You know the biggest problem he was facing was fornication. This man, even while he's preaching, he will be committing fornication. Until he told the Lord, you want to use me, but I can see that I'm going to be destroyed. And the Lord said, okay, why is it that when you are called for ministration, you leave your wife at home and you carry yourself alone? Take your wife with you. Put her right where you are ministering. Be seen her. Your problem will be solved. He said, the moment he started doing that, that was the end of that. So whether we like it or not, man, these things are there. We must just ask God. And just like my wife said, What is in you? Mommy, there are too many things. There are too many things that are just there. Was it the other day I opened my phone and I saw this? Are you interested in sleeping with me? I said, what is this nonsense? What is this nonsense? I mean, what is this? What is this nonsense? You know, a person that doesn't know what he's doing, man, will say, nobody sees me. You are lying, you know. God sees you. And you jump from there to there to there. So we just have to ask God to help us, man. It's real. It is real. And it's there. It's there. It is real. Whether it comes in form and shapes. When we talk about, what about when we talk about people just squandering church money anyhow? Is it not the flesh? Because all of a sudden the scripture would say the man of God must eat from where he does what, where he labored from. After all, I'm laboring from there now. Who wants to fight it? But is that what God expects you to do? And like my brother would say, a man of God was a man before he became a man of God. And a man of God has not changed to become a spirit. He's still a flesh. So whether you like it or not, he's still going through what every other person is going through. Mm-hmm. It's going through. They have issues. No, they have issues like everybody else. They have wives like everybody else. Things will happen in their home like everybody or every home. It takes the grace of God. One of our pastors, his wife was telling me the other day, he said, every time there's a problem between me and his husband, he will say, look, if we don't settle this matter, we can't call anybody. Because when we're going to call the member, or you're going to call the minister under you, they will say, hey, pastor, your home is not even settled. And you are paying, what kind of leader are you? So the Lord will help us, man.
Amen.
We just have to ask God to help us each day, the grace that is needed to deal with each day at a time. Because sometimes it can be overwhelming. And if you are not careful, you can easily lose it. None of us will miss it in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. I'm coming. There's never a time that we will say that we can be free from the flesh, because even Jesus himself, after the flesh, the devil showed up when he was fasting. He didn't end there. He showed up again when he asked Peter. Peter spoke from the flesh. What did Jesus do? Say, I rebuke you. So most times we have to speak out. Say, I speak out. I say, hey, Joyce, shout. You know, and you just have your peace. And he didn't even end there. He still showed up again. When he asked them to pray, did they pray? Even though they saw that something was wrong, they were sleeping. The flesh, nobody is above the flesh. The flesh knows how to hammer, no matter your level of spirituality, it is there. Like Pastor said, my brother said, you know what is inside of you and how to conquer it. And that is why the Holy Spirit is there. And God, in his infinite mercy, will help us in the name of Jesus. Brother Femi has only 2 minutes, Daddy.
The Bible says, flee from the appearance of people. I say, not me. I'm not going to stay here. I'm gone. So that's what I want to say.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So I guess I should just give a young adult experience perspective, or however I like to call it. So when we're talking about flesh, one of the things I learned in School of Disciples, aside from asking God for grace to overcome these things, one of the topics of School of Disciples is said, know yourself. And I think that's also where it starts. You know, I could use myself as an example. I'm not saying that it's not good for kids to go to university and dorm, but I think for me, as I said, know yourself. I think for me, if I had went right away, things would have not gone in a good direction. You know, that's one of the things we have to look at when we talk about the flesh. There's things that they will come. There will be temptations. What's most important is how we overcome them. Like, we can talk about social media. You know, there's good things in Instagram and Facebook and YouTube, but we also need to we need to control ourselves. You know, when we talk about the flesh, a lot of people say that, you know, some people make an excuse like McDonald's is making me fat or something. No, it's not McDonald's. It's your lack of self-control. Because McDonald's doesn't come to your house and put a gun to your head and says, you must eat this burger or you will die. It's you. So all those things will be, no, but that's just the truth. Those things will be there. It's called lack of self-control. We always, I mean, that's the issue right now, especially when we see in this country. A lot of people like to say that, This food makes me fat. There's a lot of people that they avoid those things, and they're fine. We just need to ask God for the grace. It's just like, you know, those that have stopped drinking. Now what is next? After you have asked God for deliverance, after God has delivered you, remove yourself from things that will put you back into that position again. Do not go to bars. Do not go anywhere where they're serving beer. Do not go, I mean, there's ways around it. That's one of the things. That's why so many people find themselves falling back into the same thing again, because after asking God, oh God, deliver me, and then God has delivered you, and then you're still sitting and standing in the same position. It's an example in the Bible about, they said, a dog returning to its vomit. Do not return to your vomit. Walk away. So those are one of the things that we need, not just only asking God for the grace, but putting things into action. And I was talking about, like, I was saying the other day, I said one of the reasons why I will never go into politics, because I don't want an issue where my flesh takes over the salvation of God in my life. Because we see so many, it's not like it's impossible for people to go into politics and be children of God. There's few of them. There may not be that many, but there's few of them. But you have to be very careful, because you see so many that they will go into politics, and what they were saying and doing before now becomes the opposite, all because they want to get elected, re-election, and, you know, these things. So they start to say things that are contrary to the word of God, not just in this country, but even in Nigeria as well. So we need to pray, and we need to ask God for direction. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Let's rise on our feet, please. I just want us to pray one prayer. And that prayer that we're going to pray is Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. The Father, help me to walk in the Spirit so that I shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Let's just turn it to prayer.
Fulfill the lust of the flesh. Let's lift up our voices, because it's a very vital prayer with what is going on around us in the society that we have found ourselves. There's so many things, overwhelming things. It takes the grace of God. You know, let's ask God for the grace, to the power, the ability to be able to walk in the Spirit, so that we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, in the mighty name of the day in, day out, every second, every minute. We are all bombarded with one thing or the other, but it takes the grace of God. It takes the grace and the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, to help us to overcome all this. So let us just ask God on a daily basis, help me, help my husband, help my children, everyone in this church.